As we come to God's word for us this morning, shall we pray? Father, we thank you that your word speaks afresh to each generation. May the scriptures come alive for us this morning by the power of the Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Stuart Spencer, I believe, is in his mid-70s. A while ago, he was enjoying a 1,000-piece jigsaw. It was of a holiday scene. He was stunned to discover that on completing the final piece, he saw the face of his wife. Surprising, yes, even more so because he'd been a widower for 3 years. Mr. Spencer said that he could not believe his eyes when he spotted that one of the figures in the jigsaw sent to him as a present by his daughter was his wife, who had died 3 years ago. Mr. Spencer said, "It was an amazing coincidence to see her. The odds of discovering your late wife in a jigsaw picture must be higher than winning the lottery. It was impossible to recognize her from the picture on the front of the box because she was so small. But once I made the puzzle, you could see her." Once I made the puzzle, you could see her. We talk a lot at the moment in the church about growing the church younger, and quite rightly so. But today, in our sermon, I shall be focusing on some of our more senior citizens. Moving on from Mr. Spencer, we turn to the first in our text, our gospel text, and that was Simeon. The first of two wise old prophets who encountered Jesus when Mary and Joseph bring him to the temple as a baby of about 6 weeks of age. Now, we don't know much about Simeon. In fact, it's only in this gospel passage that we can find out about him. From Luke, we discover he was a righteous man. He was devout in his faith, and he was open to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. But most important of all, he was looking for Jesus. As Luke puts it, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, for it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. How long he had been looking, we do not know. But that day came, the day of Jesus' consecration. Luke continues the story. led by the Spirit, Simeon went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms. And for me, what follows has to be one of the most beautiful pictures painted for us in the Gospels. Giotto, the 13th century Italian artist, painted a wonderful fresco in the chapel in Padua, part of the life of Christ. And he captures beautifully that moment when the old Simeon, white bearded, holds the baby in his arms. Their eyes are fixed on each other. And in Simeon's eye, whether it's my imagination or not, there seems to be a tear, or is it a sparkle? For this baby he was cuddling was the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Saviour of the world, the very Son of God. And so he pours out his soul in praise with these familiar words, "Now, Lord, now you can let your servant go in peace. For your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." Lord, I can go in peace, for I have seen Jesus. And then there's Anna, who we're told was very old, 84 to be precise. She too was a prophet, and Luke describes her as being very devout, never missing a service in the temple. She probably lived in the precincts of the temple and was looking for salvation, the redemption of Jerusalem. As Luke again puts it, coming up to them, Mary and Joseph, at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. She was looking for Jesus and found him. It has been good to come here this morning to preach. Believe it or not, it was 2 years ago, virtually to the Sunday, that I last preached here. Maybe another 2 years after today. It was the service of collation and installation as Archdeacon. And since that occasion 2 years ago, I've been invited to preach across the diocese, the Archdeaconry of Dorking in particular. It has been a memorable experience to build up a picture of what God is doing amongst his people here in this place. But I was reflecting back on the service 2 years ago. I had just returned from Africa, from South Maseno Diocese in Kenya. I had found it a profoundly moving occasion. Literally within 24 hours, I was preaching here in the cathedral at my service of installation. And I preached about the mission of the church, that God would renew us, that we might bring life and the hope of the gospel into our diocese, into every community, into every parish. 2 years on and 50 parishes later, I think I would simplify our mission priority even further. Our challenge must simply be to help people to see Jesus Christ. To help people to see Jesus. And, surprisingly enough, it begins here amongst us, here in the church. Recently I met Tom, who was in his 80s. He'd come to faith in Christ as a young man in a life-changing way. He worked for a Christian mission organization. He'd done everything in several parishes, including being treasurer and running alpha groups. Yet he lost his way. Rightly or wrongly, he was angry with the church, with its leaders. He felt betrayed and let down. He could no longer pray or read the scriptures. Simply put, he lost sight of Jesus Christ. All I could do was sit and listen and pray for him and pray with him that he would see Jesus once again. Rather wonderfully, at the end of our time together, he turned and prayed for me. We have a work to do for many in our church who have drifted away, who have left hurt, who have fallen by the wayside, who've lost sight of Jesus. We have a work to do to help them recover that sense of consolation, salvation, and redemption that Simeon and Anna saw in Christ. We also have a challenge and opportunity to help those outside the church to see Jesus for the very first time. Some of you would know about the research that's recently come out called Talking Jesus. It is a major survey conducted by the Church of England, the Methodist Church, and the Evangelical Alliance. Its results were presented to General Synod in November of last year. The survey confirmed what I think we all know. 2 out of every 5 people in the UK don't think Jesus was even a real person. The rest, when asked how they see Jesus, said this. They see him as spiritual, yes. Loving, yes. Peaceful, yes. Prophet, yes. Leader, yes. Son of God, no. An 80% no. That's the challenge. But here's the opportunity. 67% of those questioned said they knew a Christian. And the quite surprising thing is this. They quite liked us. The top five words to describe us were these: friendly, caring, good-humoured, generous, and encouraging. A third of all practicing Christians in this country belong to the Church of England. The research went on to discover that 82% of us in the Church of England think we have a responsibility to talk about Jesus, to make him known. The trouble is, only 50% of us actually do that. There is a story of a young man who many years ago attended a Billy Graham crusade. He came to faith on that occasion. He returned to the office on the Monday morning and sat next to his companion who had worked with him for many years. His companion in the office said, "You look very different today." He said, "Yes, I went to the Billy Graham crusade yesterday. I came to faith and discovered Jesus Christ as my Savior." His companion said, "That's good news. I've known Jesus for many, many years." The young man was crestfallen. He said, "I have sat next to you for years, and I never knew. You never said a word. You never showed me Jesus." When Julian, my predecessor as Archdeacon of Dorking, was moving to Blackburn, he had a letter from the Archbishop of Canterbury. And I paraphrase what Julian said to those of us who were rural deans who gathered with him for a final meal. He said that the letter from the Archbishop to Julian as he was about to move to Blackburn basically said this: "In everything you say and do, on every occasion that you are bishop, help people to see Jesus. For it's all about him." back to our passage for a moment. I love the way Luke describes Anna, this devout 84-year-old lady who never left the temple, worshipping day and night, fasting and praying. Suddenly she sees Jesus, and you couldn't keep her quiet. Praising God, talking to anyone who would listen about Jesus. And Simeon, at last my eyes have seen salvation. Now I can go in peace. In and out of the church, our mission is to help people to see Jesus. I'd like to finish with a story. When I was in parish ministry, I used to go and see Elsie, who was 100 years old. I had visited her for 5 years up until that moment when she had her birthday. And I used to take her Holy Communion and read to her from the Bible. Her final Christmas Eve, I used to see her every Christmas Eve, I took her communion. I read the same passage from the Bible, the Christmas story, to her, as I always did. But it was different this last and final time. As I read the story, she began to gently weep. I asked her if she was all right. And she said she'd heard the Christmas story hundreds of times, literally. But this time, it was as if she had heard it for the first time. This time, she had seen Jesus. It was the last time that I read the Christmas story to Elsie. She passed on before the next Christmas came. She saw Jesus. May we, in our discipleship and following of our Lord, help all to see Jesus. Amen.